Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial here in Silicon Valley. Eric, it's great to be here with you again. Let's just jump right into it. Tell us about some of the overlooked keys to retirement success. What are they?
Well, these aren't really secrets. It's just things that people kind of forget about. So retirement success is not just about money. It's more about just figuring out how you're going to be spending your time, what you're going to be doing with the rest of your life, right? After you retire, you have what they call time affluence. So you've got lots of time to do stuff. So you can pick the things you want to be doing finally, right? You don't have to be going to work. You don't have to be doing this and that as much. So that's why you worked all those years for. And, you know, that's what you want to do. So, you know, there's a lot of things that you have to watch out for, of course. You know, you have to worry about money. You have to worry about what the next market cycle will be. You know, how much can you spend? How much should you be spending? And really, you know, what are all the issues when you're making that transition from, you know, working life to retirement?
But retirement isn't about money. It's not just about money. What else is a personal retirement success about? Eric, tell us.
Well, it's just really how you're going to live the rest of your life and what kind of things you want to be doing. So, you know, that's really what we're going to talk about more today in the show is just, you know, how are you going to spend all those years? And, you know, are you going to be traveling? Do you have time with family? You know, what's the goals and what's your objectives to have, really? And that's one of the key things to start thinking about.
So let's start with one of the overlooked financial pieces of successful retirements. What would that be?
Well, one of the first things you don't want to overlook is the spending rate. So, yeah, nobody likes to budget. Nobody wants to figure that type of stuff out.
No.
So no fun. Really, what we're talking about here more is knowing what the amount of money you should be spending on an average monthly basis. And so, yeah, I talk about this a lot in the show. And the simplest way to figure this out is you take your last 12 bank statements, add up all your withdrawals, and divide by 12. And that's how much you're spending. And so, that may be a good starting point for that retirement spending. Now, obviously, some things may change, but as long as you're like paying off that credit card with that checking account and stuff, it should be covering all your spending, you know, on those types of issues. So, you know, really then what you have to do is figure out, okay, well, once I have that spending number, how much I want to be spending, how much money do I have coming in? Of course, income from Social Security is a big one for a lot of people. Now, a lot of people may be retiring earlier, which means you don't have Social Security. So that might be a one concern is how are you going to pay for things till that income turns on? And then secondly, you know, going through retirement, you want to make sure, okay, how are my investments doing? Do I have enough income coming in? You know, you have to start taking money out of those assets. And that's a huge difference for people. I mean, it is so funny. I mean, I had one client sit here and he'd taken a reduction from, reduction in force kind of payout from his work. So, you know, he technically is retired, but he's getting his paycheck still. So it's obviously a really great way to go. And then all of a sudden it hit him. He's like, I have to actually start taking money out of my accounts, huh? Yeah, you're going to actually have to start doing that come June when when this payout runs out. And it was just funny to kind of see him, you know, just mentally have that, you know, that kind of cartoonish light bulb go on over his head and realize that, oh my gosh, yes, I have to start withdrawing money. And how am I going to do that? And I have to have a plan for that because he's just been enjoying things right now. And now all of a sudden it's like, yeah, you got to figure that out. So, you know, that's one of the things we do here at Heckman Financial is we first and foremost sit down with people and we say, okay, how can we create a blueprint to worry less wealth? I mean, we want you to worry less about finances and portfolios and stocks and more about having fun and enjoying retirement. So first and foremost, we create that income plan, written income plan that everyone needs to have to retire. That shows you how much you can spend, how long is your money going to last, and make sure we know we're on track. Then we'll figure out how do you put your investments in the right spots to generate that income. So it's no longer about building up money. Now it's about how do you get money out of that nest egg that you built up. What are the tax ramifications going forward? You know, how's the best way to do all the taxes? You got a lot more control over how your money is spent in retirement. So taxes are a big deal. Then what about healthcare issues before 65, after 65, and legacy issues? Like, you know, who's going to get my stuff when I'm gone? So, you know, this is a critical plan for most people to have. And really, if you've saved at least $250,000, you really need to sit down and figure this all out before you go to retire for sure. And so if that's something you'd like to do, we do this for no cost, no obligation. All we do is we sit down, have that first Worry Less Wealth visit. talk about what are your concerns, what are your worries. Then the next meeting, we sit down and we say, here's the path you're on. Here's some issues you might want to fix. And that's up to you if you want to hire us or do them on your own. So again, no cost, no obligation. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 26th year at Heckman Financial, helping others retire. Like Eric said, all you have to do is give him a call, 800-454-1184. That's the number to call. Go in and visit with him, or if you want to just make a phone call and visit with him over the phone, 800-454-1184. He's offering you a free book and also his website. Let me repeat that again, is wealthcreator.com. You can find out all about Eric there, wealthcreator.com. Eric, what would be some things that we could do to help ensure that our retirement portfolio is going to generate income for us?
Well, there's lots of ways you can try to figure this out. One rule of thumb is you take out 4% of your assets and hope that's enough with increasing costs of inflation. So 4%, with an increase. But, that's not really foolproof. And the reality of how people spend money in retirement is totally not calculated into that formula. I mean, for most people, you're going to have your go-go years where you're going to do all that stuff you want to be doing. You're going to be having fun, doing all the, the exciting things and, the trips to Europe or river cruise or, safari, whatever it is. And then usually you're going to have a kind of a middle period where it's going to be kind of your slow-go years, or maybe you're doing cruises or just more organized trips, not ones, you're not doing Machu Picchu hiking up there right, or something like that. And then there's the wonko years, and that's where you're probably not going to be going in much places. So really what you want to do is for those big, more fun trips, you need to budget that in, add a higher spending level for the first 10 or 15 years, do something. But, there's something you need to have that really calculated in, because if you're just doing that 4% rule, that's not going to cut it, and that's not going to play out right. And, there's so many tools out there. I mean, there's annuities, mutual funds, 401ks, IRAs, all this stuff. And really all those are, they're just all tools in a tool chest. And what's the right tool for the job? It really depends. And so, what's the conditions, right? So is a wrench or a saw better to take off a bolt? Well, usually a wrench is, but if it's rusted shut, then a saw is better. So again, it's what's the tool for the job? And what's the right thing for you? And the best thing to do is really, if you have some sort of plan, it's easier to figure that out.
Eric, what would be another component of retirement success?
Well, it's really just the quality of life more than finances. And that big, the big trip, the big thing you've always wanted to do, those bucket list items. And, the sad part for a lot of people is they wait and wait and wait. And then they're too old to do stuff, or their health starts having issues. And they didn't take that big dream vacation or that big, huge trip. And, some of the most fun things people can do is often, like if they're going to do a big trip, maybe take your whole family, right? Take your kids and grandkids and, do some big, huge cruise or some big trip to Hawaii or, wherever it is. But make it something that everybody can really, really remember. And, the sad part is a lot of people don't think about this. They don't plan it out. And they think they're going to, since I don't have much of a plan, I'll just not spend anything until I'm old. Well, if you say that when you're 70 and then 80, then, well, you're never going to spend it and never going to do those fun things. And then you're just going to regret it. So, that's one of the things we want to do is make sure you can do those fun things, make sure it's affordable. So all you got to do is pick up the phone and give us a call, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. 1184, or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will the roof leak? Will the siding peel away? What about your basement? Will it flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments, your retirement income? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to get a second opinion on your retirement strategy. Call Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, 408-297-9800. His team will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. California Insurance License Number 0E89971.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric. He's president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. Their strategies can help you minimize fees and lower some of your tax costs. Today, we're talking about things that you need to consider doing to help increase your chances for a successful retirement, things that you shouldn't overlook. Now, at this point in our show, Eric, we do talk about financial fails and how we can learn from them. So let's pause a moment. Let's take a look at something that you have for us, and then we'll get back to the keys of retirement success, okay?
Yeah. So one of the ones I had is a client that had something that a lot of 401ks and such now have again, but it kind of went out of style for a long time, and now it's kind of back. So that's why I wanted to make sure to bring it up, was, and this is called an after-tax 401k contribution. So not a Roth version. The Roth version's only been around for 10 years, but she had this 401k from, I think, about 20 years ago or something like that, or 15 or so. So she had signed up, and I don't know if she just did this accidentally or she said she did or something, but she was just funding it all after tax. So she wasn't getting the tax deduction for putting the money into the plan. And so there's not anything necessarily wrong with that. The problem was she left it in the 401k. And why do I say that's a problem? Well, had she moved that 401k to an IRA when she left her job, they would have given her a choice. And they would have said, okay, well, the gains, all the money you made, plus your employer match and all that stuff has to go to a traditional IRA. But this after-tax money could go to a Roth IRA. Well, why is that a big deal? Because all that money then would be growing tax-free for the rest of her life. So had she made a phone call about 15 years ago or so, she would have had 15 years of growth be tax-free instead of it all being taxable. And, you know, when you run that number out, that's a pretty huge, costly mistake. I mean, that was literally tens of thousands of dollars probably in tax cost. You know, that would have cost her nothing. I mean, it was literally just make a phone call and you put money in one account versus another account, and now it's all tax-free for the rest of her life. So that's the part that I think is really tough, that people sometimes don't pay attention to these old retirement plans and these old accounts, and then all of a sudden, oh, you could have done this, and yikes, too late now.
Well, today we are talking about things that you can consider doing to help increase your chances for a successful retirement, things that you shouldn't overlook, like this example of a financial fail. You've been breaking all this down for us. What would be another facet of a successful retirement that we might overlook?
Well, this is definitely a non-financial one, but it's making some friends.
Mm-hmm. hanging out with friends.
Well, or just finding some new friends. Yeah. I mean, the hard part is, especially if your plan is to, I like to call it jokingly the raisin plan, move to Arizona and shrivel up in the sun. But even if it's staying around, I mean, if you're staying around where we're living and you're not moving, it's obviously a lot easier because you probably already have hopefully some pretty good friends. But if a lot of those friends are working, it's sometimes harder because they're still at work all the day and you want to go do stuff, right? So finding some good friends, especially if you're moving, doing that. So, you know, a lot of times it can be just simple as joining some organizations or going to some of the, you know, senior centers to see what kind of activities or other things they do. And I had a client that she moved into a senior living place because she had this huge house in Santa Clara and it was worth, of course, a ton of money. And she was widowed, didn't have anybody living at home. And she's like, why am I in this huge house? And oh my gosh, once she moved there, she is like night and day difference when I meet with her. It's just, you can see the happiness because she's got people to talk to. She's learning stuff. You know, she's just really enjoying it. And she used to love having her big house, but now she's have a lot more friends and a lot more real friends, not just, you know, we're not talking Facebook friends that people who barely know you or remember you from way back when. So, you know, so there's a lot of things to be said for that, because, you know, if you're not doing stuff, you're not staying active, then, you know, the old saying is you're either growing or you're dying, and which one is it? So those friends, they'll keep you growing and keep you interested and keep your mind alive and, you know, just make it a lot more fun. So, you know, definitely something to be thinking about is, you know, who are you going to be hanging out with and how can you get some more good connections to really enjoy life with?
Right. There's even websites, which I didn't even know this, meetup.com or volunteermatch.org. Or meetup.com if you're finding that you want to make new friends, make more friends, you could do that. Eric, let's get into that whole magic number I always like to ask you about. Is there a magic number that you advise your clients to reach for retirement for their nest egg?
Yeah, it's about $100 million. No, just kidding.
Then you'll be safe.
then you'll be totally safe and yeah, no worry, but in reality, the hard part is anytime you focus on having some target number, I think it just, it breeds all sorts of bad behavior. It makes you want to be more risky. It makes you think that that number is going to be fine. I mean, when did you figure out this number? 20 years ago? 5 years ago? Right? I mean, it could be a very different number. You know, I mean, look at our home prices. I mean, if every house is at least $1 million, I mean, people probably would not have thought that 20 years ago for sure. So the hard part is if you think that, oh, all I needed was $1 million. Well, if you use that 4% rule, that's $40,000 a year to live on. Yeah, that's not much. I mean, yes, if you have Social Security on that, you might have another, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 from Social Security, but it's still not, you know, it's not like where you don't have no financial worries for the rest of your life. And of course, then if there's a big downturn, what happens then too? So yeah, what I really focus on more is how much money can you take out of that plan? How much income can you be receiving from those dollars? And that's what you care about more is how's that money coming out? A lot of times you can get 6% out of, instead of that 4% rule, you can get a lot higher depending on how it's structured, what types of dollars you're using, what type of financial vehicles you're using. So, you know, it's, to me, it's more not as much about the dollar. It's about how much income can I get on a lifetime type of basis. And so that's what the only way to figure this out. I mean, the only way is to have an actual written income plan. And so when we create that blueprint to worry less wealth for people, because we want you to worry less about retirement and less about your portfolio, more about having fun and enjoying life. And that's the first thing we do is create that income plan. How much money do you need to live on? Then we figure out how to have the investments to put off that income. Look at the tax ramifications. What's the best way to take money when you're first in retirement and later, and once you're 70 and a half and you have to be taking money out of those IRAs? You know, let's plan that all out. And then look at the healthcare and legacy issues. And that's the worry. That's the blueprint to worry less wealth, something we can create for you. It's totally custom, not a boilerplate type of thing. There's no cost, no obligation. What we do is we have you meet once with us, kind of go over what's the worries, what's the concerns, have the next one where we say, here's the path you're on, and here's some issues, and do you want to fix those? And, you know, here's a better way to build this. And do you want to hire us then or not? It's up to you. So again, no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
Eric, you always talk about the fact that guaranteed income is so important in retirement. Tell us about the role that Social Security plays in an overall retirement strategy.
Well, a lot of people bash Social Security and say it's about to go away and all these things, but no, it's still going to be here. And especially if you're close to retirement, it's definitely going to be a good deal. If you're 20 years out, yeah, there'll probably be some big changes down the road. But for most people retiring today, Social Security can be a huge, huge part of their retirement. I mean, for most people, you're going to get at least $2,000, maybe $3,000 a month. And, you know, so if you're married, you know, you're talking, you know, $4,000-$6,000 a month, you know, very typically. So, you know, that's meeting a lot of that need that you have for that retirement income. And you really want to plan that right, because if you screw it up, it's a life sentence, literally. So you do not want to mess that up. And I've met so many people that have done it wrong and done it for the wrong reasons, or, you know, thought one way and you know, then it turned out they should have gone this other route. And, you know, so that's one of those things where you got to do analysis, and you got to do one, not just those dumb things where they say, if you take it here and take it, you know, at 66, or you take it 70, here's the crossover in your late 70s or 80 years old or whatever that is. That's ridiculous, because it has nothing to do with your other assets, taxes. You know, there's so many more things that it affects, because how much did you withdraw from other monies and, you know, so forth. So really, when we're talking Social Security, you have to talk about it in the context of an overall plan. So sometimes I've done plans for people where they've actually retire. If they take the Social Security at 66, they'll have more money than if they wait till they're 70. And sometimes, obviously, wait until 70, you have more income, so that's more money. So, you know, it really just depends on what your other assets are like and their timeline and how you're spending your dollars. So all you got to do is pick up the phone and call, and we'll set up a time to meet. We'll go over it, show you where you're headed right now, and then it's up to you if you want to have us help you fix it or if you want to try to take on those challenges on your own. So again, call 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
You often hear retirement called the golden years, but is it? When it comes to your health, it's clear. You consult your doctor for advice. Why not consult a professional when it comes to your money? Just like your doctor, the advice you get from a financial advisor can have a direct impact on your quality of life. Are you paying too much in fees with your current financial professional? What can happen to your nest egg if there's a market correction? If you're unsure about the answer to these questions, it may be time for a second opinion. Eric Heckman is an independent advisor. He doesn't have a boss on Wall Street. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial specialize in designing retirement strategies that can allow you to spend more time enjoying life and less time being concerned about your finances. Eric Heckman and Heckman Financial can help make sure your golden years are just that, golden. 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and I am here with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial. Well, Eric, today we are living longer than any generation ever before us. How can we make our money last as long as we do?
Well, that's a tough one, and it's scary how long people are going to be retired now. I mean, it's the stats I've seen from one study from an insurance company called Allianz. They had one that was a while back that was 50% odds that a married couple age 65, at least one makes it to 92, and 25% odds that at least one makes it to 95. Very high likelihood you're going to have a 30-year retirement. I mean, 30 years, that's a long time. I mean, figure you may have worked 40. So that's almost 1 year for retired for every year you worked. And so that means that money's really, really got to last, and it's got to have some growth to it too. It can't just be the same dollars, or otherwise it'd be pretty ugly retirement, you know, down the road. You know, one of the tools that a lot of people like to use is annuities. A lot of times people say, oh my gosh, those things, aren't they awful? Or aren't they're always said about bad things in the press and all these things. And you know, there is no good or bad financial vehicle. It's just, are you using it for the right tools, the right job, the right situation? And do you know what you're getting into? So, you know, really what we're talking about, there's the old school kind where it's the immediate duty. This is the kind where you take, say, $100,000, you give it to an insurance company. Tomorrow, the money's gone. There's nothing left. It's just an income stream for as long as you live. And you're kind of rolling the dice. And if you live a long time, you win. If you live a short time, the insurance company wins. Mm-hmm. So right. Those are pretty tough for most people to handle, because they just don't like that whole lose part. And so most of us are actually doing the deferred annuities. And so these are kind where you're putting money away. It's growing, growing, growing. And then at some point, you're going to take income from it. And a lot of them do have some sort of feature that usually you pay 1% for or so, to have some sort of income for life guarantee where it's going to pay out that money as long as you live, no matter how long that is. And so even if the account value goes to zero, you keep getting those checks. So, you know, they can be great tools. I mean, there's the variable kind. That's the ones that are in the stock market. So they've got lots of fees, lots of costs, really complex. The ones that are probably a little bit more popular are the fixed kind. These are more like a fixed CD kind of thing at the bank, where You know, they pay you some rate for a term. So say it's maybe 4% for 5 years. Yeah, that's pretty simple. And then there's the index kind. And the index kind, what they do is their principal is guaranteed, but they're going to pay you a rate based off of something like the S&P 500 or something else. They're not going to give you all the growth, but they're going to give you some percentage of it. But they also don't give you any of the lows. You know, you don't lose any money. So, you know, you want to make sure it's a good company because these are all guaranteed by, you know, how strong that company is and, you know, whether or not they can pay their claims. And there's lots of complexities around these products. So you really want to know what you're doing before you get into them. But they can be great tools. And that way you can have some money that's going to live for as long as you live.
Eric, before we move on from this whole risk of outliving our savings, what if we want to plan, and we should plan, for the possibility of an expensive medical or long-term care need?
Yeah, well, long-term care is getting insanely expensive. So I've got many clients that are paying $8,000 to $10,000 a month. You know, that's going to eat up a big nest egg very quickly, no matter how much you saved up. And, you know, so that is a very real scary kind of situation. And, you know, long-term care insurance seemed so great when it first came out, you know, a couple decades ago. It was like such a big deal. All these carriers are saying, hey, we'll never raise your rates and blah, blah, blah. And then boom, they've all raised their rates. There's not a single insurance company yet out there that has not raised their rates. So the scary part is, you know, I had a client that bought one 15 years ago. All of a sudden, you know, she's in her 70s now, gets a 37% rate increase. I mean, that's a huge jump. And some people around that time frame, you know, this letter, the highest was 118%. So it just depends on when you bought it. They can go back and raise those rates. So, you know, some annuities have some long-term care provisions. Probably the best products out there that I like where you don't have to keep making payments and the company can't play around with any games, can't raise your rates or anything, are ones where it's actually a life insurance policy that is specially designed to pay a ton of long-term care benefit. So maybe you put in $50,000 and say it's $80,000 of death benefit, but it might pay you $200,000 of long-term care. And so that way, if you never need it, well, obviously we're all going to die at some point, so somebody will get that death benefit. But if you need the long-term care, now you just turned your 50 into maybe 200. So it worked out really well. So either way, you're going to come out ahead from where you started. And so there is some other options, but, you know, again, that really comes down to planning. And so what we do here at Heckman Financial is we create this blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about your retirement, less about your portfolio, more about having fun, enjoying life, and enjoying that retirement. And so really what we're going to do is we're going to create a custom plan just for you that goes over an income plan, you know, written income plan. Will your money last as long as you do? Then look at the investments that you need to create that income. Look at the tax ramifications along the way. Look at these healthcare issues like long-term care. Look at the legacy issues. And all those five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth, something we can do for you and your family, no cost, no obligation. We have one visit where we just sit, find out what's your concerns, what are you worried about, and then the next one we come back together, show you the path you're on, show you how you're constructing your retirement right now, and say, hey, here's some fixes, here's some things you might want to change. And that's up to you if you want to work with us or not. So again, no cost, no obligation. All you got to do is pick up the phone and leave us a message at 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, again, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreator.com, wealthcreator.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area. Eric, what would be the next component of a successful retirement that we just might not have considered?
Well, you know, you need to have a plan for what you're going to do. Not just financially, but just, you know, daily and what kind of things you're interested in. And if you're married, and ideally if you want to stay married, you might want to talk to your spouse about that. So we do this several talks called Smart Couples Retire Rich. And one of the things they talk about there is what's your values? What are you trying to achieve in life? And, you know, one of the stories we use in there is one couple that wanted to go donate their time for 2 years in Mongolia because their church had done a lot of stuff out there. And, you know, then there's another couple where the guy was 6 weeks from retiring. He really wanted to you know, moved back. He was actually from the Bay Area, moved to South Carolina where they owned some land and built a fishing cabin, and they were just going to fish all day. And his wife's like, no, I'm not going to go with you. Our friends are here, grandkids are here, and this is literally 6 weeks before they're retiring, right? So for some couples, it's very clear what they're going to be doing. Some, it's maybe not so clear. And, you know, if your goal is to travel like crazy and your spouse was so sick of traveling for business that they never want to travel, well, you know, what are you going to do, right? Are you going to find a travel partner, or are you guys going to travel together still, even though one doesn't want to travel? So having those kind of conversations are really critical, and, you know, just trying to plan out what are those big things in life that you're going to be doing. You know, do you want to be volunteering? If so, where? What type of volunteering? If you want to be golfing or whatever it is, you know, you need to both be on the same page and really kind of strategize. But I mean, I find for most of my clients, they're pretty dang busy in retirement. It usually comes pretty natural, but it is good to talk about it a little bit ahead of time.
Eric, and the retirees that you work with, do you see them spending more in retirement, or are they typically spending a little less than they did when they brought home a paycheck?
Well, yeah, one of the stupidest studies I always hear numbers quoted is, you know, you retire on 70 or 80% of what you used to spend. And it's like, what? Are you serious? You've got 7 days a weekend, not two. You think you can spend more money with 7 days off? Yeah. You can definitely spend more money. So like we've said before, you have your go-go years, your slow-go years, and your won't-go years. So we're talking really more about the first 5, 10, maybe 15 years of retirement. You're going to often spend 100 to 150% of what you used to spend because you got more time to spend. So it's like, duh. I mean, I've seen people, which unfortunately, they've come to us way too late where they've spent too much. And now we're trying to, you know, backtrack and fix things. And that gets too rough. So that's something you'd like to do. Leave us a message. We'll get back to you at 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
You often hear retirement called the golden years, but is it? When it comes to your health, it's clear. You consult your doctor for advice. Why not consult a professional when it comes to your money? Just like your doctor, the advice you get from a financial advisor can have a direct impact on your quality of life. Are you paying too much in fees with your current financial professional? What can happen to your nest egg if there's a market correction? If you're unsure about the answer to these questions, it may be time for a second opinion. Eric Heckman is an independent advisor. He doesn't have a boss on Wall Street. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial specialize in designing retirement strategies that can allow you to spend more time enjoying life and less time being concerned about your finances. Eric Heckman and Heckman Financial can help make sure your golden years are just that, golden. 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman. I've got my monthly contributor here, Marilyn Brown Ross. She's our reverse mortgage expert. So good to have you here.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, going back to reverse mortgages and you know, obviously, I guess we need to start off. What are they, first and foremost, right? It's a way to get rid of your mortgage payment, right?
Right. You get a reverse mortgage allows you to remain in your home without making a payment, unlike a regular mortgage. And there's no way anybody can foreclose on you because there is no payment due. But there are certain things, per the government guidelines, because this is a government loan, you need to pay your property tax, your homeowner's insurance, and keep the house in decent repair.
Yeah, and so there's obviously lots of uses. I mean, sometimes people just need it because
Sometimes they're
out of money, right? I mean, that's why they got to have it. So it's the backup plan.
That's right. Or they have medical needs. All of a sudden, the husband or wife needs in-home care and they've exhausted. I just have a client that went through $600,000.
I mean,
yeah, just for in-home care. And he said, I want my wife at home. So we're going to do the reverse mortgage and he's going to use it for that. But it can be used. There's no restrictions on how you use it. You can use it to travel. You can use it to pay other bills. You can use it for any purpose you want to.
Yeah. And so, you know, one of the things is people don't really always think about is tax savings. And
I mean, have you had some clients who've done it for more of a tax planning strategy?
Absolutely. I'm going to do this. Well, a lot of, well, not a lot, but some of them. I had one client, he has at Wells Fargo, had a $5 million portfolio, and he owned five pieces of property outright. He said, you know what? I need money, and I don't want to delve into my portfolio. I don't want to have to pay tax. I don't want to have anything to bring that down. So I'm going to do the reverse mortgage. And he did it with a line of credit. He said, I don't need it today, but I'm going to need it in the future. And the line of credit has a growth rate attached to it. So you start with one figure, whatever that is. He didn't need any money out. And he owed no money on his home. So I think his line of credit was way up there, like in the 400,000s. He was in his 80s. And he just let it sit there till he needed it. And it was wonderful. I still talk to him. He calls me. He said, that was the best thing I ever did, because every year there's more money there.
Yeah, and so, I mean, and then he's not having to sell stuff.
Exactly.
He's not having to pay the tax on it. You know,
exactly,
obviously, if he's got IRA money, he's got to take that out. But for the regular money,
right.
No, he doesn't have to touch it.
No, and that's what he said. I don't want to have to pay tax. And anything with a reverse mortgage, any of it is not taxable. You get to access the money and no taxes are due.
Right, so since it's a loan.
Right.
And so, you know, that's one thing I don't think a lot of people really think about as they think about the, you know, interest or other things. Well, even though the interest rates now are still, what, 4 or 5% or something like
right.
that? I mean, but even if they were, say they jumped to 10%, well, if you're selling something that's going to cost you 30% tax hit.
Exactly.
Then which one's better?
Yes.
It's like people don't really think that all the way through. That can be a big difference, because if you don't have to be liquidating your assets, that's going to help you a lot.
Absolutely. And a lot of financial, I've really seen an increase in the understanding of the reverse mortgage with financial planners. A while back it was, oh no, don't do that. But now I think they're grasping what it really can do for the client. You know, it really can be a tool that they really need to secure their future.
Right. What are some other unique or different uses that people have had?
Boy, with the healthcare today is just like
a big one.
It's a big one. Because what are you paying an hour for people to come into your home? It's just huge. To go into a facility is $10,000 or more a month. You know, I know 10 years ago, my mom had to go in. She fell and broke her femur. And it was back then, it was $10,000 a month to have her in that facility. Well, how fast does that go?
Right.
No matter how much you have, that's a huge amount of money every year to keep them.
Yeah. And so I know you had somebody who was gifting money, right?
Gifting. I had one darling lady that she said, you know what? I think it was her 90th birthday. And I'm going to have a big party up in San Francisco. I have 10 grandchildren. They're all going to be there. And I want to give them each a check for $10,000 because I want to see the look on their face while I'm alive. I don't want to leave it to them when I'm gone and I don't get to see how it affects them. So that's just what she did. She did the reverse mortgage. She had the birthday party, gave each grandchild a check for it. They were just elated, of course.
Right.
And she said, and now I got to see the joy in their eyes rather than leaving it when I'm up in the clouds, hopefully. Might be somewhere else, but when I'm up in the clouds, I don't get to see the reaction. So yeah, that was one of the man in his 70s, always wanted to take flying lessons. He couldn't afford to do it. He did the reverse to take flying lessons. Yeah, So it fulfills your dreams sometimes. Sometimes it's need-based, you know. It just depends on what's going on in your life at the time.
And again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman. I've got my monthly contributor, Marilyn Brown Ross, talking about reverse mortgages. So, you know, in terms of just strategy, you know, like obviously gifting is one thing. You know, there's also just the fact that they don't have to go raid their portfolios and they don't have to sell their house. So tax-wise, I mean, you know, that step up in basis is huge when somebody passes away.
It's huge. Because I had a lady that was thinking, she called me about doing it. Her property went up in value to $5 million. They paid $36,000 for it in 1968. And there was, she had done nothing to the property. It was immaculate. I mean, clean, but it was original.
Wow.
So if she sold that, and she never thought about it, you know, she said, I'm trying to decide whether I'm going to do the reverse or I'm going to sell. So I said, well, either one, you know, I don't believe it has to be the client's decision. But I did point out, wow, your capital gains.
Yeah.
It's going to really be. And she said,
$1.5 million or $2 million in taxes.
She said, I never even gave that a thought. So obviously she went ahead and did the reverse. So when she passes it to her daughter, the daughter is saved, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The daughter literally, it's at least $1.5 million.
Exactly.
That tax that disappears at death.
She said, oh my gosh, I never ever thought of that aspect of it. But when I'm dealing with somebody, I always say, you know, do you have a financial planner? Do you have a CPA? Let's talk together. Let's see what their opinion is, because I want everybody to have the best. I want everybody to have the best advice possible from everybody, an attorney.
Right. And you work with those people's advisors or...
Absolutely. I did have one client, poor thing. She had MS. She was on the couch. She needed 24-hour help. So she said, I need to do this. I've gone through all my savings. So I said, okay. I went out. I presented it to her. She said, this is what I want to do, but I want to talk to my attorney. I said, absolutely, you do that. So she called me the next day and she said, oh my gosh, he told me, do not do a reverse mortgage. The bank is going to take the house. And I went, oh my, what is his name? So she told me and I called him and I said, I'd like to explain to you about, I know all about reverse mortgages. He knew it all, but he really knew nothing.
Right.
And I don't have time. I said, how about if I pay you? I'll pay you for an hour, but I want to come out. So that kind of went, oh, okay. I went out, and when I left, he said, I had no idea what was really a reverse mortgage. The number one thing I thought is they signed the house over to the bank, you know, right. That and the bank owned the house. But so she did it, and everything was fine, and he's one of my best referral partners today. You know, when he has somebody, he says, absolutely, it's a wonderful product for the right person.
Yeah, and so it's all about knowledge and really learning. And
right, it's all about knowledge. And meeting somebody, like I think I've always said, meet face-to-face with someone in your area. Don't be doing things on the television. You see a number, oh, call this and we'll help you, because they don't see you. They don't know your personal situation. You need to really get personal with someone, a loan
officer. You need Tom Selleck? You should listen to him?
Oh, yeah. Tom Selleck, yes.
I think he's on one of those ads. Right?
He is.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so, yeah, really it comes down to getting real data, real information,
right.
Stuff that you really need to know. And it can be critical because, I mean, you're talking literally sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars,
right? It's a big move to make. Yes. So you want to make sure you're doing the right thing.
And so if they want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do that?
Give me a call at 408-722-0010. 408-722-0010.
And then there's also always a link for your email at wealthcreatorradio.com. So again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com. Well, it was great having you this month, and we'll have you back next month.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
We'll be back with the rest of our show right after this. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will the roof leak? Will the siding peel away? What about your basement? Will it flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments, your retirement income? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to get a second opinion on your retirement strategy. Call Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, 408-297-9800. His team will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 408-297-9800.
Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. California Insurance License Number 0E89971.
And we're back for the rest of our show. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, founder of Heckman Financial. Today, we've been talking about overlooked keys to retirement success. And Eric, you have a retirement success story for us now. So tell us about what you have.
Well, you know, I've got a client that he was living out here for a long time. He came back from the Boston area originally, and his son was out here and the grandkids were out here. And so they were working for a long time here in the Bay Area, in Silicon Valley. And, you know, when they went to retire, they, you know, we planned it all out. You know, they were doing fine and enjoying life here. And then they said, oh, now our kids on the East Coast have younger kids, younger grandkids. So maybe we should go spend time with them. So they moved back out there and kind of restarted. And, you know, the funny part is they're actually neighbors of mine. That's how I originally met them. You know, they had so many friends, so many people they knew, but these are the kind of people where they could just, you know, they just get involved in stuff. And so he was big into sailing. So obviously on the East Coast, living by the water, you know, they're going to be sailing a lot more. And I'm sure he's going to be involved in some charity stuff there because he was teaching at the Treasure Island Center out here. And really what he's, you know, what they've been able to do is they had some lifetime income. So we've been able to turn some of that on. That's making sure that they have some guaranteed money coming in above and beyond Social Security. They're still trying to leave a lot of money for their kids and grandkids. And, you know, they're still on track to doing that well. And it's just really what I always like to talk about with retirement is they did not intend when we retired that they were going to be living back on the East Coast. Plan for the worst and hope for the best. Really, you don't know what your future lies, right? Lots of times I'd say about almost a third of my clients end up moving where their grandkids end up. And so where you think you might retire is not where you may end up retiring just because that you've got grandkids that you want to spend time with and your, you know, of course your own kids too. So, but it's been really rewarding seeing them having fun, recreating their life, restarting things over. You know, they bought a house that was being redone. So they were able to remodel a bunch of it and get all those things done. And now they're doing the life that they want to do. And it's a little bit different than what they planned, but it's working great. And so, you know, that's one of the things to be thinking about is, you know, how are you going to be able to meet new people? You know, if you change, you know, where you're living, how's that going to be? You know, and don't be too set on one set of things that you're going to do in retirement because it's going to change a lot over time. And, you know, again, it always comes back to, you know, having that plan, right? And figuring out how am I going to have enough money to live? And, you know, what's the best things for me? And, you know, where should I be living? What's the tax ramifications of if I move to this state or this area? Because it may have Social Security be taxed, maybe not. You know, what's the state income tax rate? You know, all these things that can change. What's the cost of selling my house if I'm going to pay a bunch of capital gains and all these issues? So best thing to do is have a plan and have that written income plan. And that's part of what we do here at Heckman Financial is we create that blueprint to worry less wealth where we have you worry less about your portfolio and your, you know, what stocks to buy and more about how are you going to have fun in retirement. So if that's something I like to do, we create that income plan, that investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan for you. No cost, no obligation. All you do is sit down with us, have a visit where we talk about what you're worried about, what the concerns. Then we show you, have a strategy meeting saying, okay, here's the path you're on. Here's some issues. Here's some things you forgot to build into your plan. And then it's up to you if you want to have us help you fix those or if you want to do it on your own. So no cost, no obligation. All you got to do is pick up the phone and leave us a message at 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Or you can always find us online at wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com. And you can also find past shows and podcasts on iTunes. That's all for this week's show, but we'll be back next week.
800-454-1184. That's the number to call Eric. 800-454-1184.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.